to Real World News. Interview with Eloy Badia, member of Engineers Without Borders. The Alternative World Water Forum, which took place from March the 14th to the 17th in Marseille, France, made it possible for many networks to meet and plan common strategies, especially towards the Rio Plus 20 summit, which will take place in June 2012. An example of these meetings was the event organized by the Platform of Public Community Agreements of the Americas, together with other networks such as Reclaiming Public Water, Transnational Institute, Food and Water Watch, among others. The platform was launched in 2009 in Montevideo, capital city of Uruguay, aiming to ensure the implementation of the human right to water. Delegates from Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, and Uruguay, also members of Red Vida, are part of it. Among other things, the platform enables the exchange of experiences with water supplies and communities organized to supply the resource. In Marseille, the platform organized an event about the public community agreements to exchange experiences from different parts of the world. Our correspondent Danilo Urrea of Sensat Agua Viva Colombia interviewed Eloy Badia, member of Engineers Without Borders and facilitator of the event, where over 150 people participated. Badia said that contrary to what many people think, the alliances between public and community suppliers are challenging the hegemony of the public-private alliances. Now, the main challenge is that these issues are not dealt with from a technical perspective only, or are used by political parties in their electoral campaigns. These issues have to be on the agenda of citizens, the activist said. He added that the community model is not as conflictive as the state model, and it has more consensus. This has been a forum full of life, full of soul, which will enable us to arrive to Rio Plus 20 mobilized, said Badia.
You are listening to Real World News.